recording level ought to be okay. Rather, I should say, dear Mom and Belle, I'm recording this actually at a very loud number 10. In fact, I'm going to start all over again right now because I messed up, I think, in the beginning. I'm whispering actually in bed right now, but I have the recording level here on number 10. I'm using a borrowed tape recorder, but I had a funny thing happen. The fellas in my company in Vietnam sent me the tape recorder, the one you bought me. But as I said, remember, the mic didn't work, but I had plenty of tapes. So I'm trying to borrow a mic, but none of them would fit, so I just plain had to borrow another little tape recorder. But it's working real fine. There's no problem here. The doctor was just here and said he's going to pull my record, so that means I leave here in a week to 10 days for sure. Took the dressing off, and the wound looks, it's ugly, but he said, let's just get some fresh air to it today. And I feel real fine. I'm eating a whole lot. I get out into a wheelchair myself now, even a little bit, and they still help me on and off the stool, though, to keep my leg straight. They don't want to bend it and damage any of the tissue while I was healing around the stitches. It looks pretty good. There's a lot of scar and all, and I guess the woman will be wild over this wound. It's really a beauty. But other than that, I feel real fine. There's nothing else wrong except that right thigh. The knee is bending more and more each day, and that's just because the muscles on the thigh are loosening up more and more each day. Hope everything's okay in Kansas City. I get all the mail in the world. I'm still getting the stars from Vietnam, I guess, as Vietnam receives the stars in the Chronicles. They forward them to Quy Nhon, and where I was in the 67th Evac Hospital. And then Quy Nhon forwards them here to me, and I read them and throw them away. The fellows sent me a little bit of underwear. They sent me my camera and a radio, which was nice, even though I bought a little $11 radio here. New fellas in all the time. It's heck. Guys getting hurt, losing arms and legs. So I'm very fortunate and thankful. I'm glad you've got the recorder so you can hear my voice. I hated to make the call, but I know it probably was well worth it. The $15-$20 that might have cost us on the phone bill. All right. Sis and Jerry about every other day, and I get cards every couple of days from the girls in Denver. Nancy wanted to send one by herself one day, so she did, with a little snapshot of her school picture, and then I got one from Pam and JoJo. When I get home, as I say, I won't know till next week for sure where I'm going. I'm still hoping for months in Army Hospital, Fort Leavenworth. This way you could drive up in the mornings with, sometimes with Marvin or Gene or Aunt Reed or somebody could bring you up in the afternoon. It's only about an hour's drive from our house. And I know on weekends after a short time I'll be on crutches and I can go home. I can lay on the divan and watch TV or go over to Eddie's house and or go down the landing and buy some records or something. And buy some clothes, which I will need because I don't have anything. I missed all my equipment in Vietnam, all my clothes. I just wrote the fellas, told them to ship them here to Japan in the 106. The Army does it free, and the 106 will ship them to wherever I go. So they'll eventually catch me either at Munson or whatever hospital I eventually do go to. But I don't go to Munson. Of course, I would love to go to Fitzsimmons. This way, Sis can come up, and I can go to her house on weekends. And when Uncle Nate or Eddie or somebody I know would drive you all and you and Bill up for a weekend, you would be have a place to stay. I wrote Marshall. I guess you got it by now. I'm sure the letter. I hope Marshall came down and got it. I just didn't remember the address. I knew it was 70th Terrace, but couldn't remember the house number. Everything is just fine here. The food's real fine. The treatment is excellent. It's, don't worry, the Army will take care of me to the fullest. I guess I'll have a month or two in a hospital back in the States before I can go on outpatient status for a while and maybe drive up to some place like Munson 2-3 times a week for physical therapy. If I should go to Fort Leonardwood or Fort Riley, I'll raise enough stink in a hurry that they'll get me to Munson or Fort Leavenworth. Because the wound is healed, no one needs to go back in there. It is mainly a question of just time. The doctor told me the first day I got here, he said, "You'll fly again. There's no reason in the world you can't." He says, "You bend your foot now as good as I can. Nothing wrong with your toes and your arteries are fine." He says, "It's just your muscles getting strong again." And I work out every day. They bring dumbbells in here to keep arms and strength, but I move around enough in bed as it is now that I feel real good. Of course, I've lost weight. When you see me, don't worry. You don't have to worry about fattening me up. It just takes time. You know, when a person lays around and doesn't work and you don't have a big appetite, so you eat what you can, but you get full in a hurry. So I guess I'm down a little bit, but that'll come back in time once I get a little more active and I'll get hungry. We got a TV in here, and even though a few shows are in English, we catch Andy Williams and this and that. Some of the shows are in Japanese, but we catch some things like a baseball game or boxing. You don't need to understand the language to see what's going on. Also, I get up now. I don't have to wash or anything in bed. I get up in a wheelchair. They put a board on it and a couple pillows so my legs stay straight, and they wheel me up right under the sink, so I wash and shave now. And it's really a real great feeling. Hi there. Just say hello to somebody. It's really a good feeling not to have to have somebody wash your legs and arms and stuff for you. You feel a little more independent, a little more human being. This is 3 3/4 speed, I know, and to make sure, I will retest it on my machine, at least the one you bought me, to make sure that it is 3 3/4 and you can understand it. If not, of course, I'll never mail this and you'll never be hearing this. Or I'll figure something out. Some way you will get this tape. I'll do something with somebody's tape recorder. There's a real fine Negro lieutenant next to me. It's got shot in the foot on Low Valley. He's in the first cab, and he's had a pretty rough couple days of it. And I'll tell you, when he goes through the pain, it hurts me more than it hurts him. And he'll got shot in the very bottom of his foot, and be a very long time in healing. But he's a real fine fellow, young fellow from New Jersey. And we got all kinds of guys in here. I'll stop for a minute. Okay, I'm back on. One of the fellas came in, and it's, you know, a friend of mine around here, and so I stopped to talk to him for a minute. As I said, one of the young corpsmen around here is going to get to meet this real this Akai M8 hold down the Yokohama Navy PX. It's something I wanted to buy an R&R and will always have. It's a wonderful stereo. It's a foundation to a real fine system. I don't want to pass it up. I figure that it's something I want and have the money now here and I'll be able to do. I can't think of much more to say except there's no need to worry, y'all. I'll be giving you a hard time here in a couple of weeks. And, I don't know where I'm going yet. This is the biggest thing on my mind. I get out of bed at night, sit in the wheelchair, watch TV, and roll myself around a little bit to break the monotony and lay in bed too long. The Bonson aren't too bad. They bite a little bit. But, I take very little medication. No shots. I haven't had shot in all week and a half, 2 weeks. I just take some nerve pills and some, I guess pills to help maybe this thing heal a little bit. And I take a sleeping pill at night, and from 10 o'clock till 7 o'clock, they have to shake me to wake me up, take my temperature and blood pressure like they like to do at 7, start out at 7 o'clock. So there's no problem. The corpsmen here, we call them the attendants, the fellows that work on the ward, to get you anything you need. And Used to be I didn't need to, you know, you have to urinal a lot, but now, just normal times a day, I go to the bathroom and that's it. The tape's getting short, so I just want to end it by saying I love you and not to worry, and this leg is definitely going to be perfectly normal. Like I told him when I first got in that surgery table in 9K, I want to play football, I want to fly, and I'm going to do both of them. No doubt about it. In fact, that won't be very long either. And for as soon as I chance we get now that we've gone through this, it's high time we go up flying together one time. We've done it a couple times with the Continental. There's no sense you can't do it with me. And I'm surely going to do it when I get home. I don't know. I'll get somewhere along the line after I get out of outpatient status, even if I'm living at home for a while up at Fort Leavenworth. I'll get a leave before going. Of course, I'd try to like to go down to Fort Walters and teach in those little helicopters. Because that's about all I really am qualified to do as far as the Army's concerned until I get out. But this tape's just about ready to go any second now, so I'll just keep talking and then you'll hear my voice fade out. So don't worry, it's come along real good. Just as soon as I'll keep making tapes now. I've got about at least a dozen of them here. And you can send some because I have no trouble listening to them. And as soon as I know where I'm going, I'll let you know.